Hi, this is Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. This podcast is going to be inspired by a quote by Steve Maraboli. If the feelings are mutual, the effort will be equal. So true, right? So true. So I want to talk about the times when we're expecting something from someone else and we don't get it, or maybe just a simple gratitude from someone else and we don't get it. And how do you process that emotionally? Okay, so number one, other people's junk is not your energy. That is not for you. So when we get the feeling that a relationship is imbalanced, when it is imbalanced, it is completely off kilter, is when you've put out more effort than the other party, and then you feel like, what the hell? What the hell did I do to you? I did this for you, or I cared about you, or I supported you, or I loved you, or any of the above, and you didn't reciprocate in an equal fashion. Then we get imbalance, and with imbalance, we get hurt. With imbalance, we get anger. With imbalance, we get frustration. With imbalance, we get an entirely new emotion that we never had before. So, how do we heal that within ourselves? Well, it depends on how long it's been going on. If you've been living in a relationship where it's been imbalanced for a while, it's going to take a while for you to reprogram yourself. If you've been living in a relationship where maybe this is new and you feel very offended, because feeling offended is really the first step in something isn't right in the relationship. So how do we come to terms with that? How do we fix that for ourselves? Well, you have to recognize that other people's junk and how they feel and how they don't reciprocate has nothing to do with you. You have to send out goodness, love, light, whatever, into the universe without expectation. So if you send it out without expectation, then you can never be disappointed. But if you send it out with the idea that you expected it in return, you better also expect that if it doesn't come back, you will be disappointed, and you have to find a way to live with that. It's not fair. No, it isn't right. But why are you participating in a relationship with someone where you continually give and they continually take, and there is no other give from them? Why are you continuing to invest your energy in that? In that person, in that relationship, in that project? Some of these types of things are simply like charity. You know, you're doing things for charity. I myself, in my business, I a lot of times give to other people my services because I know that they're in a jam and they need what I offer. They need what I offer. And I do that only when I know they cannot monetarily give back to me. And I always do it with the idea and the intention of, I don't expect anything from you. I want to help you. But if you ever need anything in the future, I ask that you come back to me and you send your friends to me. That's how they're going to give back to me. Some people never do. Others accept that from me and send everyone they know back to me. That is reciprocative. Now, when you get into this thing where you're feeling like you've given, and all this person does is take and take and take. So let's talk about those relationships. Number one, you can't expect your children to give back to you. They're your children. We're supposed to give them everything we have to some extent. But you can't be angry at them or frustrated with kids because you've given everything you can get. You created them. It's your job. It's not anyone else's job. It's your job. If you're a single parent, I'm sorry. You have to create a support system in your life so that you can take a break if you're a single parent. But if you are a single parent and you've isolated yourself, then what you're living in is your own creation. Frustration, anger, disappointment, feeling like you never get a break. You have to create a support system for yourself, and you have to create that network of people that will support you and love you and care for you. And with that love and that care and that support comes directly in line with loving and caring and supporting your child. And knowing that they're pouring into you what another parent should be that isn't. There are people out there that will do that for you. You just need to find the right ones. So then let's talk about working relationships, right? We always have these people at our jobs where you're like, dude, I'm doing everything over here. What are you doing? Don't. Communication and lack thereof is the key to all failure. So if you're in a working relationship and the other party isn't doing their part and you're doing it all, you're going to start getting resentful. You're going to start getting angry. So you have to communicate in a kind way, like, hey, I feel like I'm kind of doing everything. Can you help me out? I know this might seem implausible to some people, but you have to be communicative. When I worked in an office environment, when I had a career, that was a key factor. I never wanted to voice someone else's shortcoming. It was easier for me to just suck it up and do their work, but the price I paid for that was being pissed off, angry, and frustrated that they weren't doing their part. So my advice to you, having lived that, is don't live that way. Be communicative. Be upfront. Be very open and honest and authentic. And hey, I feel like I'm doing it all. Can you throw me a bone here? And when you continue to be communicative and say, this is what I expect from you, they step up. And if they don't, then you find someone else. And that brings me to the third party, which is in relationships. This could be your spouse, your partner. This could be a friend. Seems like it's always friendships that have this drawback, right? Like you come into a friendship and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, let me do that for you. Oh yeah, I want to help you. And then you make that, you know, you expected a thank you. You expected a, hey, you know, I just did this for you. Some kind of appreciation would be nice. You start getting resentful because there was a lack of gratitude, a lack of appreciation. So what do you do from there? Well, you either recognize that you overdid it and there was never going to be any reciprocation. And you also have to realize that not everybody is capable of the same output as you are. I am a doer, personally. I am a giver. I tend to always give too much, love too much, go big, go home. That's just all of who I am. And I'm going to make a very bold statement. Some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. You have to recognize if you are a big giver and lover and doer like me, there's not that many of us around. And how you find the friends that are big lovers, givers, doers like yourself, if you're like me, if you give everything, you have to stop feeling disappointed by everyone else not giving back to you. If you walk around thinking to yourself, I give all of this away and to everybody else, I'm always doing for everybody else and I feel like no one's doing for me. Well, you're feeling that way is what's drawing in more of you giving yourself away. So the answer, the reaction, the quick fix, the healing to you giving too much of yourself away is to stop thinking that you're giving too much of yourself away. When you start letting things go, like, hey, this is me. This is how I was designed in the world. I want to give this much of myself. I want to give this much of a monetary gift. I want to donate this much of my energy. If you're okay with that, whatever that level is, it's up to each individual person to determine what that is. Whatever your choice is in those givings, we'll call them givings. You have to be able to give that much of yourself, give that much of your money, give that much of your energy, and be okay with not receiving it back. And walk away happy, knowing that, hey, this was my the way I'm giving it out to the universe. I talked last week about how in my group on Facebook, I talked about this one day. I specifically asked the universe for a blessing, okay? And with that blessing, my guides told me, okay, we're going to honor the blessing. We're going to give you what you want. We're going to return it to you. Not immediately, but it's going to come. But you need to do random acts of kindness. So I said, okay, fine. So that day I pulled up in the coffee shop and I ordered myself a coffee, and there was a guy in a truck behind me. So I said to the girl at the window, I'm going to pay for his order. Oh, well, it's kind of expensive. It was like $8 or $9. I said, no, I'm good with that. I'll pay for his order. So I paid for his order and I noticed there was a car behind him. So I pulled off. Well, let me back up there. The girl at the window said, do you want to leave a message for him? And I said, just tell him that, you know, it had been raining for days here. I said, tell him to have a wonderful day despite the weather, and I wish him many blessings, and to pay it forward. And she smiled and said, thank you. And I said, you know, have a great day. And I took off. So I'm like 2 minutes, literally 2 or 3 minutes down the road. My husband calls me. Hey, I pulled into the Tim Hortons drive-thru just as you were leaving. I said, oh, really? I didn't know you were in town. Yeah, but the coolest thing ever, he says, the guy in front of me paid for my coffee. I feel like I won the lottery. And I was like, oh my gosh. And literally my heart was filled with joy because I invested in the universe and I asked them to just pay it forward. And obviously, there were two cars behind me when I left. They did pay it forward. So that was really filling of my cup. That really hit me in the feels. I felt really good about that giving. And I want you to know that, yes, we can feel the imbalance of people not reciprocating and not treating us the way we feel we deserve to be treated. But the key element in not being disappointed is demanding better and knowing your own worth. If you feel really shitty because somebody didn't reciprocate or give back to you, that's you feeling that. No one makes you feel anything. When you say, well, they made me feel. No one reached into your heart and dialed up this thing where it made you have an emotion that they made you feel anything. We create the emotion of the feeling in ourselves. So if you're feeling very much like you are imbalanced in a relationship, stop investing in it. Communicate to the party if you care about them. Hey, look, I'm feeling disappointed. I feel like you could have done this. If you don't feel bold enough to talk to them, write them a letter on paper. Be kind, but authentic. But remember, no one else can make us feel anything. We create our own emotions. So if you're feeling out imbalanced because you feel you gave too much, you need to check how much are your givings and are you giving too much of yourself away? Because if you truly gave from your heart space without expectation, it wouldn't bother you. When you expect something in return is when you get these feelings. So check your imbalance. Check what you're investing in and stop investing in the wrong things and the wrong people. I really talked kind of long today. I'm really sorry for this podcast being extra long. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are a loyal listener, I thank you so much for your support. If you are new here, stay tuned for my next podcast, and I appreciate you. And if you would like to learn more about what I talked about here or listen to me talk about how to recognize energy, how to read intuitively, and you want to know more about anything that I talk about in my podcast, then go find me in my group on Facebook called the Light Seekers Tribe. I would love to have you. It is a free group. So hop on over there and check it out. I hope you guys have a great day.